Hey, what's good? We are back. Another episode of Paul Pickett Podcast. This is my Monday movie reviews on Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to review this movie that's been popping all over Tubi. I've seen popping up on my timeline on these Tubi groups that I'll be following, seeing it on a popular page. A lot of people talking about it. 10 Toes Down. So I watched it. It's an independent film from a director out of Detroit. Detroit's killing on the Tubi scene. It's a really good movie. I do have a few issues with it. I felt like it drug out. They drug out the beginning like a little too long for me to get to the other when it really starts getting good and juicy. Like I typically like my drama movies to start with drama out the gate. If I wasn't, to be honest with you, if I wasn't reviewing it, like watching it for the review, I probably would have stopped watching early because the drama just didn't kick in like really dramatic enough for me out the gate. They drug it out. I felt like there's a few parts that didn't seem realistic to me. They could have, like, the emotions could have been different. There's a scene where somebody gets killed. I feel like that could have had more physicality to it. It just seemed, you know, not realistic the way it went down. It wasn't no physicality to it on either side, you know, trying to commit the killing or prevent the killing. It just didn't seem enough physicality. It just happened too quick for my taste. The emotional reaction after finding the body on that for the female when she walks in and sees a dead body, to me that wasn't realistic. I mean, females are so emotional. She would have, it'd have been something, you know. It'd be like, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, like it was none of that. It was just too cool and calm for me, for my taste. It wouldn't have been that, you know, it wouldn't have went down like that. That part wasn't realistic enough for me. And then the court scenes, I think it became too obvious of what part of the ending was going to be with the court scenes. Like there was parts where the prosecutor didn't object to anything the defendant said whatsoever. I think that was a little too obvious that you knew the lawyer was in on it. And a judge wouldn't have let it gone that far. So I think that part wasn't realistic at all. I think any competent judge would have seen that something was going on there. They didn't make the lawyer seem like she was incompetent. They definitely made it seem like she was in on it. Like she was covering it up. So that part was too obvious, I think. And some of the ending became a little too obvious. And parts of the ending, though, weren't obvious. I will say that. Like, this is the thing. This is one of those movies where you have to watch the whole movie. So when you get to the end, it's going to have a twist to it that you didn't expect. But I expected most of the ending to go the way it went. And to be honest with you, none of the ending was shocking at all, based off of the emotional reactions, you know, in some of the parts of the movie. Like, there was just some things that just didn't seem realistic. And I think they made it too obvious in certain parts where, nah, it wouldn't have went this way. This is a little too obvious. But it is definitely a very good movie. I give it like a 3 out of 5. I would give it a 4 out of 5 if certain parts had more emotions to it that didn't seem realistic. The way that the people were acting, the way their emotions were in certain parts. There was a couple parts I felt like, like the emotions would have been way different on this part, that part. The ending became a little too obvious when the lawyer didn't object to anything. And any competent judge would have seen that and would have either figured the lawyer was incompetent or the lawyer was in on it, either way. And the mother that testified, definitely, they made that obvious too. That didn't seem realistic at all, because the prosecutor called her in, asked her questions, and then it was like, okay, you can step down. But they didn't ask the defendant that they want to ask any questions. And that became a little too obvious, I think, too, as well, to where the ending was going to go. And, you know, it only had one, it had one little twist to it that wasn't so obvious. And I think that would, so it's definitely worth watching, I mean, to the end regardless. And don't be like I would have if I wasn't reviewing it, if I wasn't watching it for a review, and not, and just stop watching it in the middle. Like, you gotta wait. It really gets good around 40 minute mark is when it really starts to spice up and get a lot better and get good. But I think the first 40 minutes is kind of dull. It's kind of boring. It kind of drags out. But it's one of those movies that has a twist to it. The ending might not go exactly the way some people will think. I mean, to be honest with you, if you're not checking for the details, the devil's in the details with any kind of movie when you're trying to make it seem realistic, like it could possibly happen in life. And I don't think they pulled it quite off to make it seem like it was realistic, like it could happen in life the way it happened. I think they just made certain things too obvious. And if it was obvious to me, it should have been obvious to a judge of what was going on with the courtroom and stuff like that. But I would definitely still get this movie a watch. It's popular on Tubi. It's been on a popular page. I don't know how many days. I've seen a lot of people commenting on it. A lot of people reviewing it. A lot of people talking about it. So I decided, hey, let's see what they talking. So go check it out. 10 Toes Down. The actors, I think, did pretty good, man, for independent film, independent actors. Like, that's the thing. They're not putting Hollywood budgets into this. And this movie is a hell of a lot better than a lot of these Hollywood movies, especially when Hollywood is one of the main, you know, people that's putting these politics and these identity politics in movies that just, to me, ruin movies. Because when I want to watch a good movie, I just want to watch a good movie. I don't want to be, you know, shamed into watching a movie and stuff. You know, I just like, if the movie's popular, people are talking about it, hey, okay, I'm going to go check it out and see what they're talking about. And I could see why people do like this movie because of the ending and because of the twist. And the last movie we reviewed, I Made You, from Barry Williams Films, has a kind of a twist like this. But I think not so as obvious. Barry Williams was not so as obvious. I think this was a little bit more obvious. But I still like these kind of movies. I like these movies that have these twists at the end. I think these always make for good movies, good talking points, good head scratchers, really make you wonder. And this movie, to be honest with you, this movie is good enough to have a part two. This movie is good enough to have a part two just because of the ending. Because the ending, I mean, like, the girl could possibly find out that everybody's in on it and try to go back and get revenge, get a different lawyer, have them start digging up dirt and things of that nature, you know. But it could definitely have a part two, man, the way it ended. You know, I do believe that. And a lot of these movies with these twists like this, I think they always can have a part two. You can always, you know, like, have the revenge sequel. Like, part two would be old girl getting revenge on everybody, you know, pretty much, that was involved in taking her down and shit. But cool script, interesting script. I think, like I said, I think if they could have changed the emotions on a few scenes, it would have been less obvious and more realistic, you know, as far as being believable. But I don't think this is believable at all, at any stretch of the matter, of that it would have went down in real life like this. Only if I got to say this, only if the judge was in on it too, and there was nothing to suggest that the judge was in on it too. And as mean as the judge was, she was like some Judge Judy looking chick, man. I think that was like why it was unrealistic, because she would have definitely caught on to the fact that the lawyer didn't object at all. The fact that the judge didn't catch on to the lawyer never objected is part of the reason why it wasn't realistic. And the fact that somebody went in and testified and nobody else, the other side, didn't get to ask no questions. That wouldn't have happened in real life as well. And I also feel like, not the nitpick, but when she got arrested, they had three black cops. Like, where's the white cops at, man? Should have been that. I don't think that would have been realistic either. It was like two black cops and a detective. I get it's an independent black film, but I think scenes like that, you got to still make it realistic. We know there probably would have been like a white cop there too. They had white faces in the for the judge and in the jury. Of course, you had to. The jury couldn't be all black. That would have never happened. Or just all white. That would have never happened either. You know, they always got to put multiple races on the jury. And that's another thing. The jury only had whites and blacks. Where was the Asians and Hispanics? There's just certain devils in the details, you know. Devils in the details. To make things really, really believable and realistic. Like it would have happened in real life. But it's still worth watching if you like drama movies, if you like relationship drama movies, and if you like movies that have a twist and have head scratchers, and you know, you're not like expecting the ending to go this way. You'll probably expect it to go one way and it goes the other way. But I think for this one, I totally expected it to go the way it went. I wasn't shocked at any part of the ending, because you know, they made certain things I felt like a little too obvious. But go check it out, 10 Toes Down. Really good movie. Really good movie. Like I said, if you like to watch independent films, you like drama movies, you like movies with a twist, head scratchers, that make you wonder, where you know, keep you guessing and things of that nature, go check it out on Tubi, 10 Toes Down. And once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast, my Monday movie reviews. I just started back with these last week. We did I Made You, Barry Williams. This week, 10 Toes Down. Next week, I'll pick another independent film, and I'll watch it on for Sunday, and I'll review it on Monday. That's how it does. And I will do some big movies. If there's a big movie that comes out that I feel like it's just a much must watch and must review, but I'm going to stick with the independent films and probably a lot of black independent films, since they are dominating Tubi right now as well. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.